Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tess, Shemar Min Shatach Omer, Havi Zahir Bidvarecha, Shema Mitoicha Milamdu Lashaker. Shemar Shatach teaches that a person should be very cautious, careful, meticulous with his words, because if not, somebody can glean and learn from them to lie. Clearly, Shemar Shatach understands that the words that a person uses are very, very careful, because the things that a person says, the utterances and the things that somebody articulates can be learnt from. And therefore, if somebody says something inappropriate, or even indicates something that's inappropriate, or even gestures in a way where one can indicate or understand that there's something being stated or inferred, one should be careful and cautious about that. That's the meaning of Shimon Shatach's statement, Havi Zahir Bidvarecha, careful with what you say, because people learn from everything that you say. The opposite, of course, of Sheker is Emes, and the first three words in the Torah, says the Marsha, Mesecha Sanhedrin, Bereshis, Bar Elokim, the last letters of each of those three words spell the word Emes. The Bara, the last letter is an Aleph, Elokim, the last letter is a Mem, Bereshis, the last word is a Saf, so the last letters of those first three words in the entire Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the entire Tanakh, Bereshis, Bar Elokim, is teaching us that the world stands on truth. And of course, not surprisingly, the last Mishnah, the first parak of Maseches Avos, which we'll get to momentarily, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Al Shlosha Dvarim Olam Kayam, the world endures on three things, and one of those three things is Emes. The endurance of the world stands. Bracious, Bar Elokim, Saf, Aleph, Mem, spells Emes. Marsha takes this one step further and notes that the last three letters in the first perek, in the first section of the Bracious story of Maisa Bracious, is Bara Elokim La'asos. And again, the last three letters of those three words, again, spell Emes. Bara, Aleph, Elokim, Mem, and La'asos, Saf. Bara Elokim La'asos spells Emes, thus the entire world stands, was created upon the foundation of Emes, like the last Mishnah says in Maseches Avos, on the first chapter, Al Shlosha Dvarim Olam Kayam, and one of those is Emes, and that's what Shimon ben Shetach is teaching us, that even if you're not telling the truth, but if somebody can hear, or smell, or taste, or have a sense that you're not saying something that's truthful, if somebody else can pick up that you're not saying that and they learn from you to tell a lie, that's a basic foundation of the world, you're uprooting the creation of the world. So much so that the Rishonim point out, based upon the Gemara, that the way the words Emes versus Sheker is written, and certainly in the classic script, Ksav Ashuris, that the Torah is written with, the Aleph has two little legs in the bottom. The Mem has a very solid base, and the Saf has two strong legs, meaning that the foundation of the word Emes is very strong, even the way that it's written, an Aleph with its two legs in the bottom, the Mem with the long base, the Saf with two strong ends, speak to the fact that Emes is a foundation stone, it's a basic entity that the entire world stands upon. Where the opposite, of course, is found in the word sheker, shin, has a thin bottom, a thin regel. A kuf has one little line, and the resh all stands on one leg. Thus, you see the emes and sheker are two polar opposites. Emes is strong, it's foundational, it's basic, it's solid. Emes, me'eretz, titzmach. Truth is what the world stands upon. Sheker falls apart. Sheker is the creation of anything but the truth, and sheker is what the world cannot rely upon. Sheker ein lo raglayim, as the Gemara says, sheker has no feet, it stands on nothing. And therefore, this is what the Mishnah, Shimon ben Shatach, is teaching us. And moreover, what the Mishnah indicates is that the world cannot live, not only be built and created on sheker, but the world can't survive. Imagine living in a world where people didn't tell the truth. People veered from telling the truth. People weren't honest with each other. Society couldn't work. The financial world wouldn't work. People wouldn't be able to share things with each other. You couldn't understand or trust somebody. Emes is such a basic entity. Truth is something that's so foundational and fundamental to society and to the fabric and to the tapestry of the world that without it, we wouldn't be able to survive. We wouldn't be able to live. Therefore, truth and being honest, whether it's in business, whether it's with family members, with our parents, with our children, with our siblings and our friends and our colleagues and our boss and our employees and our employer, the whole world stands upon this foundation called truth. And if it's not there, if I can't trust you, you can't trust me, it's a breakdown of the entire society and of the entire foundation of the world. And more than that, Shema mitochem ilamdu l'shaka, if you're not careful with what you say, somebody else can learn from what you're saying. And it's not true, you're causing the death and the breakdown of the entire world. It is important to recognize that, of course, MS is so basic and so paramount to the world that we live in. However, at the same time, we need to understand that the way that the Torah articulates the negative commandment, the lav of not telling the truth, is not al teshaker or lo seshaker, but it's rather midvar sheker tirchak, stay away from falsity. And from here, the Gemara says, Masechta Yevamos, as well as in other places, that at times a person is permitted to veer from telling the truth for due cause. For example, as we're all familiar, Ketzam Meraktim Lefnei Kala, Beis Hillel is of the opinion, Kala Nava Chasuda, a chassan is permitted, and individuals who are joining in the wedding party are permitted to tell the chassan, your Kala is so wonderful, she's terrific, she's beautiful, her Maisim Tovim. But let's say it's not true. We paskin like Beis Hillel because we want to make sure that we're creating peace and shalom. So therefore, Beis Hillel is who we paskin like. It's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. As well as in other circumstances, a person is permitted to veer from the truth. A person is permitted to tell, quote unquote, what you would call contemporarily a white lie, because in order to promote peace, for the sake of modesty, for example, for matters relating to privacy, embarrassment, and the like, one is permitted to veer from telling the truth in certain circumstances if it will help create shalom, if it will help create peace, if it will protect somebody's privacy, or if it will protect somebody's from becoming embarrassed. To give a basic example of this, there's a classic contemporary work called Titen Emes Liyakov, Rabbi Yaakov Fish, who quotes various Piske Halacha regarding Emes and Sheker, and quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rabbi Yosef Shomel Yashiv, Zechon Lev Racha. Imagine, for example, somebody comes to the door, knocks on your door, and says, the Balabai's home? Is the master of the house home? I need to talk to him. So family members know that he's home, but he's not really interested in coming to the door. So Rabbi Yashiv Paskins, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach Paskins, it's permitted for family members to say that this person is not home, when in truth he is home. Why are you permitted to do that? Look, the person, the balabas, is permitted to privacy. He doesn't have to receive every visitor that comes to his door. And therefore, you're not required to tell the truth. You could veer from telling the truth because it's a matter relating to privacy. Nobody has to know who's home. Moreover, you could say that the individual is home but uninterested to receiving the visitor, because that would anger the visitor. Say, yeah, of course he's home, but he doesn't want to talk to you. Because that would anger the visitor, therefore, for the sake of peace, it's permitted to tell this person that this individual is not home. Obviously, if there's a way to tell the guest or the person knocking on the door in a way that would be truthful, that would be best. For example, to say, the individual's not available, that would be best. For example, you could say to somebody who asks you, do you have $100 or $10 to lend me? You could say, sorry, I don't have that. Well, you do. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, again, Rabbi Yashiv say, because you don't want to give that person money, you're uninterested in lending that person money, and it could cause discomfort, awkwardness, to say, yes, I do have money, but I don't want to give you. So all of these circumstances are permitted. Of course, ideally, you should find a way where it's Lemaisa that you're saying it in a truthful way. For example, the Kasa case when Yaakov tells his father, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, we all know the way Rashi understands is that Yaakov was telling his father Yitzchak, who thought he was Esav, it's me, Tati, me, Abba, Anochi, Esav Bechorecha, Esav's your brother. Well, if Yaakov was permitted to tell a lie, and Rivka and Yaakov knew Beruach HaKodesh, that he was the one who was privy and worthy of receiving the brachos of his father Yitzchak Avinu, so he could have lied. Why do you say Anochi Esav Bechorecha? So the way some understand, the Radak and others, that if it's possible to say something in a permitted, permissible way, where it's not exactly telling a lie, that's ideal. So even though Yaakov Avinu was permitted to lie, the fact that he found a way to say it in a quote-unquote truthful way is the way to go. So therefore, we see from here two very basic and important concepts. On the one hand, the foundation and the importance of telling truth, and the critical element of MS as opposed to Sheker, but on the other hand, in circumstances circumstances where veering from telling the truth can create harmony, peace, shalom, simcha, and stave off embarrassment or discomfort, it's permitted to veer from telling the truth.